Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Paula Lovell back on the show. Paula is the founder of Lovell Communications, Inc. out of Nashville, Tennessee, and a small business just like yours and mine. And we're talking about her exit strategy. First, Paula, thank you, by the way. Thanks again for hanging out with us. LovellCommunication.com, or is it just Lovell.com?
No, it's just Lovell.com.
Lovell.com. So check that out, folks. It's not like
if you
any
type,
other...
If you type it in the communications part, you'll get the astronaut.
Okay.
I'm Lovell.com.
All right, Lovell.com. Paula, so you've got a new lady, an employee that you've made your president.
Mm-hmm.
Now sometimes people will do what you did. They're ready to sort of, you know, maybe not manage every aspect of the day to day. They still own the company though, and so they make someone the president of the company, and then they become more of a CEO and they still do work. They're still involved in the business every day. But the other person is really handling a lot of the details, but they don't necessarily divest themselves.
Well, that's
what
we are now. Yeah, that the latter. But here's a few months ago, or 6 months ago, maybe it's been a year. We started a strategic planning process for me to, which is a good idea. You know, small business, I really don't think you need to do one every year. You can do one every couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're in a really evolving business. But if you're in a business that is what I call a mature business, like my company, a mature company, that the industry is evolving, but my business it cycles with
right.
what's going on in the industry. So
right.
long story short, I hired someone to come in and facilitate for me. Now, that's the first odd thing I did. I'm a facilitator myself. It was recommended to me, you don't facilitate your
position,
own
position, heal thyself.
And so, that's right. So I held my nose and I hired a very nice and talented...
I can just see you over there with your mouth all clenched up.
Oh, well, no, they had to duct tape me. I had to sit. I sat in the back. I sat on my hands. He'd give me the evil eye. You know, I'd get the stink eye every time
this
I tried
so
to say
funny.
What I really thought. And so, you know, and I'd let what I felt go some direction that I didn't think it was supposed to go, and I'd let it go. And every once in a while, I'd go, okay, look, you know, I'm sorry. I know I'm going to get in trouble with the facilitator, but I've just got to put my two cents in here.
That's funny.
So I hired a facilitator, and that really allowed us to discuss. And here's what happened. The employees raised their hands and said, hey, the company is going on the 26th year. You're in your 60s. What are your plans for the next 5 years? We want to know. And I thought, wow. Okay. So, you know, that's fair. They have to plan their lives. They wanted to know, am I going to stay? And I said, the truth is, I don't know. Because
yeah.
I didn't. And because I don't have, at this point, a target date anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are saying, let's get some people lined up who want to, internally, I'm doing a year's worth of educating about operations and really trying to bring some people who want to be involved and who may
so
want to.
So you're identifying leaders now, aren't you?
Yes.
You're identifying people
saying,
who want to be there for the long haul, who are saying, you know, you're saying, are you engaged or not?
Right. And if they want to be in, then they're going to get into this group of two
right.
or three, where it is, where we will meet regularly, we will go over financials, we will, you know, I will share intimate, proprietary kinds of things with them about the business.
Right.
And
only once you're comfortable that they're not just being nosy, that they actually have
yeah.
a commitment to stay.
And there's something called a non-disclosure agreement.
There you
which
go.
You need to get everybody to
you
sign.
You need
and
to do the paperwork.
Yeah, you got to do the paperwork first. Get a lawyer if you don't have one. They're pretty easy to come up with.
Yep.
And have them sign it. And I actually ask that their spouses sign it, too, which might
right.
be, I don't know.
I think that's a good idea. So all right, now, tell us, what is the direction of ownership change that you're thinking about?
Well, what I'm thinking about is over the next 2 or 3 years, and again, this hasn't been done, and that's why, you know, it's interesting for me to share it, but I'm being pretty open with it. I will allow employees who learn the business, learn the piece of the business, like let's say you're going to be responsible for thus and so. Mm-hmm. I want to start turning that responsibility over to them where I can make myself let go.
Right.
I can't just walk away and still own the majority of the business.
Right.
I don't know that that will ever work.
Most of the time it would not work.
The problem won't work. So as they want to, my hope is that over the next 2, 3, 4 years, employees will buy into the company and eventually just buy me out. And as they do, I will pull back more and more.
Individuals will buy individual parts of the company, or is it going to be like an ESOP?
It's not going to be like an ESOP. I have looked into an ESOP.
Employee stock option plan, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah, employee stock option plan. And I know about those. In fact, I represented the largest healthcare ESOP in the world at one point, which was HealthTrust. But the reason that didn't work for a company our size is that the attorney's fees and the trustee's fees counter the... you get some tax savings, but you don't get enough to cover that. So.
Right.
It just costs too much for a small
business. So each individual will buy whatever shares they feel they can afford.
Well, that's right, and we will do it in a deferred comp. You know, there will be a way to offer deferred comp
Right. So in 5 years, will you have any stake in the company?
I hope not.
Okay, so that's your goal is for a handful of these people to buy you out completely.
Right, exactly. And,
yeah.
They'll buy me out a little bit at a time, and then a big chunk at the end.
Right, I got you. Okay, we're going to talk. We are so fortunate, folks. We should be. I'm going to thank Paula for you for her honesty and transparency. This is a big deal of her to share this with us. This is really impressive of her, but not surprising to me. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.